P22A underscore the election of Donald Trump a fulfillment of prophecy. Bible prophecy provides us with a clear view of future events in the end time. One of the most recognizable prophecies is the establishment of a world government, which will be ruled by the Antichrist just prior to the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming of Jesus Christ. In many ways, this system is already fully functioning. Ever hear of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, World Bank, WB, World Health Organization, WHO, World Trade Organization, WTO, International Criminal Court, ICC, or United Nations, UN? These entities are specifically designed to govern the world. Globalists and liberal internationalists are individuals who believe this global governing structure is the answer to all of the major political, religious, environmental, economic, and discriminatory conflicts and catastrophes plaguing the earth. This explains current efforts to manage the globe, including the 1. International governance of the oceans, 2. China's call for cyberspace sovereignty or global governance of the internet, 3. G20 summits discussing global economic governance, 4. Global governance of the climate through the Paris Climate Agreement, 5. Global governance of migration, 6. Global governance of trade through international free trade agreements such as the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, among others, and 7. The ongoing efforts to implement the Sustainable Development Goals to globally govern health, education, gender equality, clean water, and all aspects of human production and consumption, to name just a few. The process of eliminating the nation-state and the creation of a global community that answers to this one global governing body is called globalization. It requires the removal of all borders to allow the free movement of money, people, and goods throughout the world in an effort to redistribute the wealth and level the playing field of every nation. Globalization is the goal of all globalists and liberal internationalists, every nation answering to one single global governing authority. Until recently, the globalization of the world was progressing smoothly. Consider the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals adopted by every single nation, including the United States of America, in September of 2015. This obligated each nation to implement the United Nations Socialistic Global Governing Program, Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, to govern all aspects of every citizen on Earth. As an American, you might be asking yourself, why did President Obama agree to this when our forefathers signed a Declaration of Independence, not interdependence? Because President Obama is a globalist. He believes that world government is the answer to everything. Just listen to this statement from his last speech to the United Nations. And we can only realize the promise of this institution's, UN, founding to replace the ravages of war with cooperation if powerful nations like my own accept constraints, he said. Sometimes I'm criticized in my own country for professing a belief in international norms and multilateral institutions, but I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, not giving up our ability to protect ourselves or pursue our core interests, but binding ourselves to international rules over the long term, enhances our security. This is globalization. This is world government, and with the President of the United States in full cooperation, what can stop it? Well, electing an anti-globalization president might do the trick. On July 21, during his acceptance speech for the presidency of the United States, Donald Trump, now the president-elect, made this statement: "The most important difference between our plan and that of our opponents is that our plan will put America first. Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo." This statement is the proverbial slap in the face to the world government. Is this the beginning of the separation of the United States from the New World Order? Many would contend that globalization without the US is absurd. Every world leader knows that the United States will have to be involved in their global governing system for it to be successful. It has been generally believed that the United States will always be part of the world government. Not according to Bible prophecy. America will not be a part of the world government. In Daniel 7, Daniel is given a vision of four beasts depicting nations that would be on the earth at the time of the second coming of Jesus Christ and the Battle of Armageddon. The first is a lion with eagle's wings, the second is a bear, the third is a four-headed leopard, and the fourth beast is an animal unlike anything Daniel had ever seen. However, its main characteristic is that it had 10 horns, 10-horned beast. The lion is Great Britain. The eagle's wings growing out of the lion were plucked and made to stand on the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. The eagle is the United States, Russia is the bear, and the four-headed leopard is Germany. The 10-horned beast symbolizes the reborn Holy Roman Empire or the current European Union. The 10 horns represent 10 nations that will come out of the European Union and form an alliance with the Antichrist in the last days. A key point to remember is that in Daniel 7, these four beasts are separate beasts. Now jump forward 650 years to the time when John wrote the book of Revelation. These same beasts are mentioned in Revelation 13. However, something is different. All of the beasts are combined into one big beast with the body of a leopard, the feet of a bear, the mouth of a lion, and the 10 horns of the 10-horned beast. This combined beast represents the world government that will be established and in control just before the Battle of Armageddon. All of the beasts from Daniel 7 are included in the world government combo beast except one, the eagle's wings are missing. Who is the eagle back in Daniel 7? It's the United States. This tells us that America will not be involved in the world government system during the end time. What happens to the United States? Space will not allow me to cover the entirety of Revelation 12, so let me give you a brief synopsis of the chapter and focus on one verse that ties it all together. Revelation 12:1-5 describes a woman with 12 stars around her head. The woman gave birth to a child who would rule the entire earth in the future. This woman is the nation of Israel, and the child is Jesus Christ. Revelation 12:7-13 describes a war in heaven that would occur 3.5 years before the second coming of Jesus. This war will result in Satan being cast out of heaven and banished to the earth. It is at this time when Satan will persecute the woman, which is Israel. Revelation 12:14 describes the protection of Israel, and to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. This woman is Israel, and remember, the eagle's wings represent the United States. Time, times and half a time is the 3.5 years of the Great Tribulation. This scripture tells us that the United States will protect Israel against the Antichrist and Satan's world governmental system, all the way until the second coming of Jesus Christ and the Battle of Armageddon. If Donald Trump keeps his campaign promises, the above events described in scripture are exactly what will happen during his presidency. Consider his statement during his APEC speech, which brings me to my next point, the utter weakness and incompetence of the United Nations. The United Nations is not a friend of democracy, it's not a friend to freedom, and it's not a friend even to the United States of America, where, as you know, it has its home. And it surely is not a friend to Israel. When I become president, the days of treating Israel like a second-class citizen will end on day one. However, those advocates of world government are not favorable at all to this statement and many others that Donald Trump has made. Make no mistake, Donald Trump is seen as a threat to the international community and all it stands for. International community responds to Trump. If you could sum up Donald Trump's campaign in one sentence, it would be this. Donald Trump is pro-America, pro-Israel, and anti-world government. It is the anti-globalization part that has globalists shocked and bewildered that Trump could be elected the 45th president of the United States. Many advocates of this world government, including global leaders, politicians, educators, and the media worldwide, have loudly voiced their common disdain for Donald Trump's anti-globalization stance. Mr. Trump's opposing view on topics such as global warming or climate change, global governance, open borders, and trade are seen as a direct threat to the international political order that many of these individuals have devoted their lives to establish. You have heard the saying, when you throw a stone among a pack of dogs, the one who yelps loudest is the one who got hit. Just listen to the fear, confusion, and hatred in the voices of the global governance advocates around the world, as they respond to Donald Trump's ideologies on these issues during the presidential campaign and after his election victory. Global warming, climate change. If Trump makes good on his campaign promises and pulls out of the Paris Treaty, it is difficult to see a path forward to keeping warming below dangerous levels, Michael Mann, director of the Earth System Science Center at Pennsylvania State University. 1. Pessimists will find abundant support for despair this morning, with Mr. Trump in the Oval Office and Republican majorities in both houses, Sturman wrote. There is little hope that the Clean Power Plan will survive in the Supreme Court or for federal action to meet the U.S. commitment under the Paris Accord. Worse, other key emitter nations, especially India, now have little reason to follow through on their Paris pledges. If the U.S. won't, why should developing nations cut their emissions? John Sturman, a professor of system dynamics at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. 2. The consequences of opting out of the global community would be severe and long-lasting, for our planet's climate and for the international credibility of the United States. Nearly 400 scientists, including 30 Nobel laureates, wrote an open letter, criticizing Trump's proposed plans to abandon global climate deals. Global governance. The world's going to spend a lot of time looking to you, Prime Minister, as we see more and more challenges to the liberal international order since the end of World War II, you and Angela Merkel. Joe Biden to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. 4. Donald Trump has threatened to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement, ban Muslim refugees from entering the United States, and has generally promoted an isolationist platform. No wonder the Secretary General of the United Nations Ban Ki-moon stated. The United Nations will count on the new administration to strengthen the bonds of international cooperation as we strive together to uphold shared ideals, combat climate change, advance human rights, promote mutual understanding, and implement the Sustainable Development Goals to achieve lives of peace, prosperity, and dignity for all. 5. If Donald Trump is elected on the basis of what he has said already and unless that changes, I think it is without any doubt that he would be dangerous from an international point of view. United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayd Ra'ad Al Hussein. 6. Among its many implications, Donald Trump's election as president calls into question the open liberal international order this country has championed and defended for more than 7 decades. The edges of that order were already fraying, thanks to disenchantment with the global economy and the return of geopolitical competition, particularly with Russia and China. Trump's triumph will accelerate its disintegration, by undermining the network of rules, institutions, and alliances that 12 presidents, Republican and Democratic alike, have nurtured since 1945. The results of the election suggest that the main threats to the liberal world order are no longer foreign but domestic. Stuart M. Patrick, writer for The Internationalists. 7. It could be that he, Donald Trump, puts a nail in the coffin of the North Atlantic Alliance, he's already said. In his view, if a state is not paying its dues to the NATO budget, then Article 5 will be suspended. That is truly a nail in the coffin of the post-Second World War international order. Sir Christopher Meyer, former British ambassador to the USA. This was a victory for the forces which oppose globalization, are fighting illegal migration, and are in favor of clean ethnic states, declared by a spokesperson for Golden Dawn, Greece's far-right Part Y9. The political revolution of 2016 is that in two massive campaigns the underdogs beat the establishment. We did it in Brexit and Trump did it last night in the USA. Nigel Farage, head of Britain's anti-EU-UKIP party. 10. We are at the moment in a situation in the European Union, in our country and worldwide, where there is an argument about how we want to shape globalization. German Chancellor Angela Merkel made this statement during a meeting of Germany's BDA Employers Association after the election of Donald Trump. 11. We will judge him on his actions. Trump made statements that were at odds with how we like to see our society and world order. Dutch Minister of Foreign Affairs. Bert Koenders. 12. I also think that Donald Trump knows that this wasn't an election for him, but against Washington, against the establishment. Ursula von der Leyen, Germany's defense minister. 13. There are at times movements from both the left and the right to put a stop to integration, and to push back against technology, and to try to bring back jobs and industries that have been disappearing for decades, so this impulse to pull back from a globalized world is understandable. If people feel that they're losing control of their future, they will push back. President Barack Obama. 14. To consider Donald Trump a political clown would be a severe misconception. Trump's election would bring major dangers for the USA and the world, basically a nationalist chauvinist policy that would make America not great but ugly, and risk the stability of the international order. Austrian News Daily Salzburger Nachrichten 15. Everything is at stake. What does it, Trump's election, mean for NATO? For trade. For our bilateral relations. For geopolitics. Trump's victory is a big boost for populists all over the world. Former Austrian Chancellor Wolfgang Schäuble. 16. Open borders / nationalism / immigration. Donald Trump. This is the nationalist and racist response to the challenge of globalization. It's Trump in the United States, it's National Front leader, Marine Le Pen in France. It is found in Hungary and Poland. It is an appeal to get involved, to take part in every primary and every election, in order not to give in. We wanted to promote the ideas of the so-called radical left. Well, here we are, stuck with the nationalist and populist right. French economist Thomas Piketty. 17. In Europe, we are concerned about the US possibly turning toward a more isolationist orientation. That would not be good for the United States, good for Europe, or good for the world. We need the US engaged in global affairs in a constructive, positive way. Minister of Economic Affairs Ali Rehn, Finland 18. The world is more interconnected than ever before, and it's becoming more connected every day. Building walls won't change that. If the past two decades have taught us anything, it's that the biggest challenges we face cannot be solved in isolation. President Obama. 19. A person who thinks only about building walls, wherever they may be, and not building bridges, is not Christian. This is not the gospel. Pope Francis. 20. We won't pay any single cent for such a stupid wall. He also called Trump a not very well informed man. If this guy pretends that closing the borders to anywhere either for trade or for people is going to provide prosperity to the United States, he is completely crazy. Former Mexican President Felipe Calderon. 21. Now somebody else who has never shown any regard for workers, who has never fought on behalf of social justice issues, they don't suddenly become a populist because they say something controversial in order to win votes. That's not the measure of populism. That's nativism or xenophobia or worse. Or it's just cynicism. It is my firm belief that shaping globalism, in accordance with the values that our three countries care deeply about, is going to be good for us, and us trying to abandon the field and pull up the drawbridge around us is going to be bad for us. President Obama. 22. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto repeated his comparison of Donald Trump's anti-global ideologies with that of 20th century dictators, and urged peoples not to choose the road toward isolationism and destruction. 23. Today, a nation ringed by walls would only imprison itself. The world is too small for us to simply be able to build a wall and prevent it from affecting our own societies, President Obama. 24. We are going to have to guard against a rise in a crude sort of nationalism, or ethnic identity or tribalism that is built around an us and a them. President Obama. 25. Echoing Obama's recent remarks, Tsipras warned that it would be difficult for Trump to radically change the foreign policy of a country such as the United States. He urged his fellow European leaders to work with the new president, by building bridges, not walls. 26. Trump's isolationist policy will certainly harm Americans because in the era of globalization no country can live alone. Noted Islamic scholar Qomaruddin Hidayat. 27. Trade. Trump made the free trade debate one of the central topics of his campaign after criticizing China, Mexico, and Japan. He suggested putting a 45% tariff on Chinese imports, and said he would declare China a currency manipulator on his first day in office, proposed taxing imports from Mexico, argued in favor of ripping up trade deals, and called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, a rape of our country. If Trump were to pursue these policies, Willem Buiter, chief economist at Citi, wrote in a note to clients that it might spark a global trade war, which could easily trigger a global recession. 28. We stress the potential multipliers of changes in the U.S. position on international trade. The U.S. has been the champion of free trade and open borders for decades. A retreat from globalization by the U.S. would likely lead to reciprocal actions from other countries, and reinforce the latest shift towards deglobalization and could be another nail in the coffin of the liberal global economic world order that has supported prosperity since 1948. 29. The perception is the same amongst all of the elites, globalists, and internationalists. We have a system established to govern the world, and Donald Trump, as president-elect of the mightiest nation on earth, is the most serious threat. John Rennie Short summed it up perfectly by making this statement in his PBS column, "Globalization is under attack." The electoral victory of Donald Trump, the Brexit vote and the rise of an aggressive nationalism in mainland Europe and around the world are all part of a backlash to globalization. 30. Prophecy fulfilled? The Bible prophesies the establishment of a world government just prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ and the Battle of Armageddon. That very system has been meticulously constructed for decades. We are currently watching it enslave the citizens of the globe economically, politically, and in all aspects of life, including what each human produces and consumes. Though the last several presidential administrations have advocated a world government and yielded much of our sovereignty to the United Nations, all hope is not lost. The Bible tells us the United States will not be part of the world governing system in the end time. Is Donald Trump the person to terminate all ties to the United Nations and stand with Israel all the way to the end? The answer is that he very well could be. Only time will tell. There is one thing we know for sure. Whether it is Donald Trump or someone else, the United States will not participate in the one world government ruled by the Antichrist. We also know that the United States will stand with Israel all the way to the second coming of Jesus and the Battle of Armageddon. How can we be so sure? Because the Bible prophesies that this is the destiny of the United States, and the prophecies always come to pass. The election of Donald Trump, article references. 1http://physical.org/news/2016-11-scientists-worst-trump.html 2http://www.adn.com/nation-world/2016-11-climate-activists-fear-progress-may-undone-by-trump-presidency 3http://physical.org/news/2016-11-scientists-worst-trump.html 4http://www.bloomberg.com/news/articles/2016-12-09/Biden-Hales-Trudeau-and-Merkel-leaders-standing 5http://abcnews.go.com/international/world-leaders-view-donald-trump/story?id=sign 4347406060 6http://www.commondreams.org/news/2016/10/12/un-rights-chief-blasts-trump-dangerous-global-community 7HTTP://news.sky.com/story/stakes-could-not-be-hire-as-hyphen-america-choosers-clinton-1068@0d11e68b45fae49386@b45fae49 3f06fc-underscore-story.html utm_term=.eda56026eec 10. http://www.spiegel.de/international/europe/trump-spells-trouble-for-berlin-brussels-1120905-2.html 11http://www.reuters.com/article/us-germany-economy-merkel-idusk-bn13a13f 12http://www.dailymail.co.uk/news/article-391942/trump-world-reacts-european-governments-express-disbelief-donald-s-victory-right-wing-populists-russia-celebrate-new-political-era.html 13http://www.dailymail.co.uk/news/article-391942/trump-world-reacts-european-governments-express-disbelief-donald-s-victory-right-wing-populists-russia-celebrate-new-political-era.html 14http://www.cbsnews.com/news/obama-current-path-of-globalization-demands-course-correction 15http://www.timesofisrael.com/helplessly-watching-trumps-rise-with-dread-confusion 16http://www.iol.co.za/business/international/trump-new-world-order-208-84088 17http://www.first-post.com/world/donald-trump-and-represents-national-and-racist-backlash-against-globalization-thomas-piketty-3048814.html 18. http://www.politico.eu/article/donald-trump-terrifies-world-leaders 19http://www.theatlantic.com/international/archive/2016/05/donald-mexico/483156 20http://www.cnn.com/2016/02/18/politics/pope-francis-trump-christian-wall 21http://fortune.com/2016/02/24/donald-trump-nevada-critics 22http://www.usatoday.com/story/news/politics/2016/06/29/3-amigos-trade-immigration-north-american-summit/865251314 http://www.cnn.com/2016/07/22/politics/Obama-Trump-President-Pena-Nieto-visit. 24 https://www.breitbart.com/2016-presidential-race/2016/09/2016/globalist-obama-condemns-crude-populism-sweeping-planet. 25 https://www.washington-post.com/news/post-politics/wp/2016/11/15/athens-obama-warns-against-hyphen-crude-sort-hyphen-of-hyphen-national-hyphen-or-hyphen-tribalism-hyphen-taking-root-in-the-u-s/question-mark-utm-underscore-term-equal-sign.1fat-ae-63-1b-834. 26 https://www.washington-post.com/news/post-politics/wp/2016/11/15/athens-obama-warns-against-hyphen-crude-sort-hyphen-of-hyphen-nationalism-or-hyphen-tribalism-taking-root-in-the-u-s/question-mark-utm-underscore-term-equal-sign.1fat-ae-63-1b-834. 26 https://www.dailymail.co.uk/news/article-391942/8/Trump-world-reacts-European-governments-express-disbelief-Donald-S-victory-right-wing-populists-Russia-celebrate-new-political-era.html. 28 https://www.businessinsider.com/Trump-trade-policy-lead-to-global-recession-2016-11. 29 https://www.businessinsider.com/Trump-trade-policy-lead-to-global-recession-2016-11. 30 https://www.pbs.org/newshour/making-sense/column-there's-backlash-globalization-needs-change.